appreciate it, Jim.
Hi there, Jim. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. John wanted me to get on the line here, of course, to get you the details of the service and answer any questions that you have. Also, he's asking for me to apply a new a reduced rate, being that it is an established company. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Not too bad. Another day.
Yep, another day above dirt and vertical. Can't be all that bad.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I know that John does a good job of outlining at least the very basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
That's literally all I have.
Yeah. So being that it is an established business, you do see a reduced rate. It's not an introductory rate. It will stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us. It's actually going to save you a little over 50% off the normal cost of the service, and it does bring the rate down from what would have been $599 a month to a flat rate of exactly $299. So the calls come to you. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just that flat rate. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them talking about your services and service area, linking back to your website. That's really what your business and website need, is to have kind of that content, that quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destinations, directory submissions that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. What the search engine search for is relevant content. And the more times that we can kind of convince Google that you're in the area providing those services, the higher you'll rank. Now, that $299 also includes $100 worth of paid Facebook ads. That will allow us to also kind of saturate the market, get more people to see you and call you directly. And, of course, that's the whole goal. You know, our job is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. It is month-to-month, no contract. That being said, that reduced pricing will stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, Jim, but at least on the surface there, is that something that you would want for TreeBusters? Greater visibility for that website and more phone calls along with it?
Sure. My question is how many leads does it get me a week?
So, I mean, it's not a pay-per-lead service. Obviously, it's nothing like Angie's or Home Advisor, that type of thing. It is to get your phone ringing and have people who need your services be able to find you on their own without already knowing the name of your business. But for a 20-mile radius, and we're going to do this from the 98092, and this is not going to be an exhaustive search. It looks like it's populating 7, 8, 9 of the more popular search phrases for tree service, tree trimming, tree pruning, tree removal, etc. You're not going to be limited by this list. Anything that someone types in, crowning, thinning, lacing, cabling, anything, as long as it's a service that you provide, you can get found for those searches. But this is just to give you a rough idea. In the last 30 days for that 20-mile radius and those 9 most popular search phrases, looks like there was 1,814 searches. That's probably not 1,800 people doing a single search. People like to search more than once in different ways. And I'm not trying to tell you that you're going to get 1,800 phone calls, but the reason I bring it up, and Google's been doing this for a long time, the businesses that are on the first page see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So, and 1% is 18, 2% is 36. If we round it up, you know, and include all the different things that people can type in, if you're getting 25, 40, or 50 phone calls directly to you from someone who saw your website first. Again, it's different than paying for a lead. You're not fighting it out with your competitors or dealing with a potential customer who's looking for the cheapest guy or maybe just an estimate. Maybe they don't even answer the phone because they already talked to one of your competitors. This will be someone who saw your website before they decided to call you. You use Google yourself. You know, you will not be the only company that pops up on the first page when someone does that search. Ultimately, not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call you, but that's a good thing. The ones that call you will have looked at your website first, given it consideration, and decided to call you. You know, so they saw something that they liked, so it's a very high conversion rate. If you're getting 40 or 50 phone calls in a month from someone interested in speaking with you and pretty much already thinking if you're available to do the job and your price is fair, you know, they want to hire you for your services, I think even a modest conversion rate out of that would not only more than offset the cost of the program, but have you being profitable in the process, and might even allow you to scale back on the lead-based service that John attached here, the Angie's Leads or Home Advisor. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah.
How do you like that service overall?
I absolutely hate it.
You do? Okay. Well, you're not the first to say that, or worse. I've heard a lot of terrible things about that service. It's just kind of the nature of the way it works. I mean, you get the same lead that gets sent and sold to 6 or 8 of your competitors. It's kind of impossible for me to say that Home Advisor or Angie Leads, whatever they want to call themselves, it's Home Advisor powered by Angie, to be technical. If you're getting the same lead that they're selling to 6 of your competitors, how can I possibly say that they want you to get the job any more than anybody else they're selling that lead to? In fact, if nobody gets the job, you all still pay for the lead. They still get their money, but it doesn't really help you out. Helps the homeowner out, I guess, someone who's looking for a couple of estimates. Maybe they do connect with one contractor. Maybe they don't. But for you, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes to have a high enough conversion rate to make paying for those leads make sense for you. But you don't have to stop using that service. What I would tell you is what my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or Thumbtack, Networks, CraftJack, any of the others, they all are about the same. What really changes is how many of your competitors get the lead and how much the lead costs and whether they charge you if you talk to somebody or not. At least Thumbtack won't charge you unless you actually talk to somebody, but I'm pretty sure the Angie's or Home Advisor will charge you even if you decide to not call that person. But if you open up the details of the lead, or if you call them 5 times, they don't answer. If you call them, they curse you out for calling and hang up on you, you're still expected to pay for that lead. So, but they all work about the same. And most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners prefer direct phone calls. I don't think anyone wants to chase down a lead or fight it out with their competitors. So once we get your phone ringing, you'll probably do what a lot of my clients do, which is to scale back on their leads in one way or another. A lot of my clients will cap their leads at a lower amount. Some of them will just keep them paused more often or all the time. Some of my clients will simply just shut their lead service off altogether and let their phone ring. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are listed on the first page of Google or Bing. So that's really where the online searches go and where people are benefiting. You've got a website already. I actually like the look of it. I mean, I look at websites all day. And you know, yours has got a lot of information about your services, about your company. There's a gallery there so people can see, you know, photos and even videos of the work that you do. The problem with it, of course, is that it's hard to find. It's kind of a digital business card. People have to know the name of your company or your website, basically the same thing, and be looking for it directly. Kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. It is there, but a lot of people are not finding it on their own. So, of course, that's what we'll do. We'll connect it to those different directories and platforms and, of course, link it to the Facebook paid ads as well. Now, with that detailed reporting and tracking system, you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, not so much.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of a comprehensive program. There's a lot of moving pieces on our end, but for you, all you really have to do is answer the phone. Although that detailed reporting and tracking system is there for you, we do know that a lot of our clients just ask someone who's never called them before, hey, how'd you find me? When they say, oh, I saw you on Google, that's usually enough for some people. But that tracking system is there for you. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off for the cost of doing business. You can upload content and request content changes. You can upload photos right through your client dashboard. So there's a lot that you can do there with that tracking system. Now, I do see the business listed as Tree Busters on the website, and Jesus Gotcha as Tree Busters LLC. So the LLC can be included or left off. It seems like you prefer just Tree Busters, right, for the name of the business?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always recommend if anyone asks, leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's, so we will have it listed as Tree Busters on all of the content that we'll create for you, including the verified listings on Google and Bing. And then it does look like the phone number that we are speaking on is the same one on the website, so obviously the number that you want your customers to call. Jim, is it also the best number for us to use to reach you regarding the account?
Yes, you can either reach me on this phone here or on my personal cell.
Okay. And what is that number? Just as a backup, but not for us to promote.
Is 360.
Yes, sir.
523.
Uh-huh.
3202.
So I've got 360-523-3202. And then, oh, Jim, I never got your last name.
Reich, R-E-I-C-H.
Is it R-E-I-C-H? C like Charles, right? Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then I was looking on the website for an email address. Is it the service at treebusters.com? Is that the best email address for you? This is really just for us to contact you regarding your account for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. We'll email it out to you. A lot of the times, though, we'll just give you a quick phone call or send you a text message. Did you have a preference as to how we contact you, Jim? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those? Okay, gotcha. And then I wanted to ask you, because I'm pretty sure you're service-based, meaning you always go out to the customer and no one ever comes to you. There's no physical street address. Okay, gotcha. The Angie's has got, and it's probably your home, the 5636. No, let's see. I'm getting on the other one. It's the 38120 192nd Avenue Southeast. That's
correct.
Is that your residence?
That is the shop.
The shop. Okay. Do you receive mail there, though?
You know, I'm not sure if the owner does or not.
Okay. So we would want to have an address where you receive mail, because Google will want to verify that you are an active business in the local area. Google will not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can be rented by someone outside of town.
I'm sure he receives mail.
Okay. So as long as you can or have the owner receive that, and then it's just going to be looks like a piece of paper folded over with the tear-off edges on it, nothing much to it, but a five-digit PIN and instructions on how to verify your own listing. We don't want you to do that. Just give us a call or text us, email us with that five-digit PIN, and we'll verify your listing on your behalf for you. The other thing, and of course, you know, I was going to say, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, run out of the truck or a shop, and if you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address, because they wouldn't want someone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then that 20-mile radius, of course, we can easily cover here. We'll get into details about where you want to be found and all the services you want to be found for, hours of operation you want to be listed for. Do you do, like, emergency service, like if a storm comes through and knocks down some limbs?
Yeah.
Okay. 24/7? At least to receive those phone calls. Gotcha. Perfect. Yeah. So we'll be able to create content for that as well. But we'll do a follow-up call with our technician, kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business if you want us to brand you knowledgeable, experienced, you know, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. What I'll do now, and it's required of us as Google Premier Partners, is to read a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that it'll never go up, that it's a month-to-month service, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But, Jim, if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Sounds good.
Okay. And give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Jim. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Tree Busters.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Jim, please state your name and your official title within the business.
James Reisch, General Manager.
Okay. And then, Mr. Reisch, as the General Manager for Tree Busters, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then for the billing information, Jim, that you'll be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Jim, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also active in your campaign. Our job, of course, is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly. So, Mr. Reisch, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers. Jim, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. It's always a concern for me when I'm calling one of my clients and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail or even worse, mailbox full or not set up. It's a concern. Well, we're so glad to hear that because I'm always worried when it happens, not because I have to call them back. I mean, they're my client. I'll call them back, of course. But I know that if I were a potential customer trying to call and hire them and I get mailbox full or not set up, I'm probably not going to try to call back. I'm probably just going to call somebody else. So we don't want you to miss opportunities. So, you know, like I'll say around here, you know, as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Jim, we ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are, like I said, already aware of the Angie Leads or Home Advisor. There's no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Jim, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Reisch, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, actually waiving the setup fee, reducing the subscription cost down to $2.99 as a flat rate, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll waive, will be charged today, the 16th of December, in the very reduced rate of $299.00. Jim, that's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So, Mr. Reish, it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of running and paying for those ads as well, so it is just that flat rate. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299, and once again, that rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, that does, of course, mean that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can stop the service altogether. You can also pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to on vacation, or pause the service seasonally if necessary. You can simply do that by contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That gym is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Reish, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Now, what was the, as far as the, if I want to cancel, I'm sorry.
So, no, that's okay. So today's the 16th. It's set to bill on the 16th moving forward. If you want to cancel, we request that you contact us at least 3 days before your billing date because we're closed on the weekend. That way we can prevent the payment from happening. A long time ago, gosh, it's been about 6 years ago, I think I spent about a year in client support. So I also know that if you happen to forget, you call the day or the few days after it bills, we'll just reverse that payment. And of course, at that point, it's just a refund from bank to bank. So we do prefer that you call us before your billing date to put it on pause or to cancel it.
Okay.
All right, perfect. That actually concludes the voice verification, Jim. And that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Taking Visa.
A Visa? And is it your name on the card, Jim or James? Is it the business name or both? Any middle initial? I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
My name.
And is it Jim on the card or James?
James.
James. No middle initial, though?
Let me look. Yes, it's James E. Reish.
You said D? D like David?
E as in Edward.
Oh, I was going to say, E's and D's sound so similar. F's and S's also. So it's E, okay. And then you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. One second here. So, let me see if I can get a good light. See this number. You ready?
Yes, sir.
It's 5178.
Mm-hmm.
0594.
Okay.
1761.
Yes, sir.
5987.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
Is 0124.
01 of 2024, and then the last three digits on the back of that card?
Is 180.
180. So 180 on the back of the card, 01 of, or January of 2024 for the expiration date, and then the card itself, was it 5178-0594-1761-5987?
Yes. And it is a MasterCard, I'm sorry.
It is, it's okay. Yeah, the 5 clued me in, so I fixed that. and then does that, bill at the, 38120 192nd Avenue Southeast, 98092?
No.
Okay. Is it still Auburn with the same zip, or is it a different city or, and
totally
or zip?
Totally different zip.
Okay. And what is the billing address of the card?
Is 1015
mm-hmm.
East 47th
okay.
Street in Tacoma.
Gotcha.
98404.
And you said that was 1015?
1015 East 47th Street.
Got it. In Tacoma.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, Jim, but if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
All right, just 1 second.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right, go ahead.
All right. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And then, Jim, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. Excuse me. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And then you'll receive all of that information in just a minute here through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Mr. Reisch, there will be on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. Jim, that's everything that we did. Just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll receive that link on the email itself as well as by text message. You may even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call, that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. We schedule, though, by the hour. It looks like the next available, I can get you in at 11 o'clock and also 1, 2, or 3 o'clock. Which of those would be most convenient for you to receive about a half-hour phone call?
Probably 11.
11? Okay. So we'll schedule it from 11 to 12. We'll call you sometime between 11 and 11:30, and then it'll take about 30 minutes after that. If I'm available when our client interview technician is available, I'll be on that call as well just to kind of introduce you to each other. If I'm not and I only get a few minutes heads up and I'm not even sure whose calendar it's going to end up on, it's just kind of whoever's available for that next one when it comes up. I only get about a minute or so heads up. If I'm on a call, they'll call you directly. They've got all my notes. They'll take care of you at, well, it's a little bit after 10. So you're not going to receive an automated email that gets sent out an hour prior, but I am going to send you, I'll send you right now a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite's really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. And no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Just in case I'm not on that phone call, and, of course, for the future as well, I want to set up a security question and answer. This is for your protection. Anyone who calls us saying that they're associated with Tree Busters will need to know either the question and the answer, or at least the answer if we give them the question. Anyone calling you saying that they're with Google or with Local Splash will need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and both the question and answer unprompted. The security question options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's go city.
Okay, and what is the answer?
Lompoc, California.
Gotcha. And I have to type it in twice, but then you're all set. Well, it has to be lowercase for whatever weird reason. Okay, so that is all set and squared away. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
Let me see. Trying to see if I can access this phone.
No problem.
Local Splash Sport. Yes, I did.
Okay. So the email says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. The invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Jim, is that what you see?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, they also send a welcome email almost simultaneously. Just wanted to make sure that we're looking at the right one. So we are, of course, going to optimize your listing on Google. It's pretty much everyone's focus, but we'll also optimize your listing on Bing. It's about 1 out of 10 people using Bing. Google's, you know, the other 90%. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. You've got a website already, so we don't have to do a landing page for you. I don't want to walk you through everything, but we are going to do the Facebook ads. If you scroll all the way down, though, there's a long line that goes all the way across it, and above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, you can either type in your name as it appears there or copy and paste it. If you do copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. If you're typing it in, it needs to be exactly as it appears, so case sensitive with the J-E and the R capitalized, and of course James, not Jim, as it's sent out that way. And there is no period after the E either. All of those would confuse the system and not allow you to confirm it. But once you've got your name exactly as it appears there, click on the confirm signature box just below it. That does a couple of things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's a month-to-month service, that we reduce the cost, that it's a fixed rate, that we waived your setup fee. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already accurate or already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process, actually allows us to get a little bit of a head start here even before your client interview, although your client interview should be within that next hour, at least initiated. You'll know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yep.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason it's asking you is actually asking you to log into your tracking system. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true at this case. Of course, we have to do your client interview first to create that content for there to be something to track. But within the next couple of days, you will, by text and email, receive your username and a default password that you can use to access your account. You can change that password if you like. We know that some people never do. Either way, that's fine. I can give you the username that cannot be changed. It's already been generated. It is easy for you to remember, though. It's just the number that we're speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so the username is just 425-970-0223. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please include either your phone number or that username. They're basically the same thing, and then we can easily access that information and forward it out to the right department. Now, that support email is the catch-all for everything related to the account. You can send anything and everything there. When we do the client interview in about an hour or so, we'll also give you the photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com email. If you want to email the photos team directly, you can do that. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. Like I said, if I'm available, when our client interview technician is available, I'll be speaking with you briefly a little later on. If not, they'll just call you directly. But other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you, get that great-looking website out there where people can find it on their own and call you directly. Of course, we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Love it. What was your last name again?
Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. I'm dating myself here when I say Flash Gordon, but
right.
Gotcha. And then you prefer Jim, right? Not James?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. I've got everything here notated as Jim, but everything, of course, got sent out as it appeared on the card, which is James. But we've got it notated here to call you Jim when we call you. Jim, real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Reich. Hopefully I am available when we call you back later on today. But if not, you have a great day. You enjoy the weekend.
You do the same.
I sure will. You too, Jim. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.